the beautiful sounds of a thousand stars. I'm Ronnie Allen, and that is Kathy Young's signature song. And it may have been an accident at a swimming pool that led to her recording it. Is that true, Kathy Young?
Well, hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. I had managed to get a record audition at Indigo Records, and it was supposed to be the next day. I was over at a girlfriend's house, so excited. It's, you know, my chance of a lifetime to go to Hollywood and have a record audition, my dream since I was 5 years old. And I was at my girlfriend's house. We were swimming, had big long towels wrapped around. She was diving in one end, I was diving in the other. And as I started to dive in to the shallow end, my towel started to fall off, and I grabbed it. Well, you can't dive into water without your hands in front of you. Otherwise, you go straight to the bottom, which I did in the shallow end and knocked myself out cold. My girlfriend swam to the other end, got out, and saw that I was underwater floating. And so she pulled me out and got me going. I think she had to give me a little CPR. And I had a terrible concussion. I was absolutely heartbroken. I couldn't believe that my big chance the next day I wasn't going to be able to make. So my mother called the next day and explained to them what had happened. And they said, oh, that's fine. You know, tell her when she feels better, you know, to come in. Give us a call and come in. It took me about 3 weeks to really truly feel like myself and be able to go in and do my big record audition, you know, that was my chance of a lifetime.
Right.
And so things turn out for a reason. A disc jockey from Bakersfield had sent the song A Thousand Stars to Indigo Records for The Innocents, who was on their label and had already had Honest I Do as a big hit. And this disc jockey sent it as a follow-up song. But the record company thought about it and said, no, you know, that a guy's group, the Revelers, had done it before and that a girl should do it. But they didn't have a female singer. I walked in just a few days later, sat down, played my guitar, and sang a couple of songs that I'd written. And the audition manager asked me if I could read music, and I said yes. So he pulled out some sheet music and handed it to me and asked me to play it. And I did, and he said, any chance you could come back tomorrow night for a test record? And I'm like, of course I can. Too bad. We can do it right now. So I came back the next night on the end of the Innocents album session because they had the band in the studio, and so I was there at the end of it, and the guys had not left. The Innocents were still there. They were hanging around, and so I started singing and playing, and guys who sang, who harmonized, you know, when there's a song playing, they start harmonizing, and so they were off in a corner and just started singing background, you know, harmonizing, and it just was kind of magical. It just went together, and so we went back the very next night and recorded A Thousand Stars, and 3 weeks from the date that I walked in for my audition, it was out and being played on the radio, and 3 weeks later it was number one. It turned number one on my 15th birthday.
Wow, what a birthday present.
It sure was. Incredible. I can remember driving down the street and hearing it being played and them saying, and it's now number one, and I just, oh my God.
You didn't believe it. You pinched yourself a few times, I bet.
Well, you know, I did, but it was funny. I always knew it would happen. I mean, I can say that now, but I really did. I always felt within myself that it was going to happen someday, some way. It definitely happened a little faster than I thought it would.
And actually, largely because of the pool accident and the
absolutely.
Timing.
Absolutely. Had I not fallen in that pool, I'm sure I would have walked in, sat down, played my guitar, sang a song, and they would have said, you know, thank you very much. You know? But they had a song, and they needed a girl, and there I was, and it was just magic. Guys were terrific. I mean, I walked in that studio and fell in love with three guys at the same time. They were wonderful, wonderful guys. Of course, they were 4 or 5 years older than me, and all of them very good-looking.
You were a little baby. You were a little baby at the time.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, 14 years old, though. I mean, you were.
Hey, I was a very mature, very old 14-year-old. I mean, I knew what I was doing. I knew that was what I was going to do. I just had to find a way to do it.
Okay, after we play this, we'll ask you the names of the three innocents, but right now, this is that song that went to the top of the chart, Kathy Young and the Innocents, A Thousand Stars.
Thank you.
great sound, and it sounds as great as it did back in 1960, late 1960, kind of carried into 1961. Is that correct, Kathy?
That's right. Yes, yes. That was a great, an absolutely amazing, wonderful time.
I'll bet it was. Let's mention who the Innocents were.
The lead singer is Jim West. The bass is Al Candelaria. Okay. And that wonderful, sweet middle voice was Darren Stanky. He also played guitar on Honest I Do. He unfortunately passed away. He was just the sweetest guy you'd ever want to meet. Just loved music, loved to sing, and that was pretty much his whole life. And I'm missing a very good friend. He was kind of like a brother to me.
And you performed many years with those Innocents.
I did, yes. We had a lot of fun traveling all over and being on American Bandstand and being in New York, you know, we were just kids from California. I mean, you have to remember, this was 1960, you know.
Right, exactly.
So different. I mean, LAX was just a very small, tiny airport, and I look back and think about those days and look at it now, and I'm like, wow.
And the music back in those days was so, pardon the pun, but innocent.
It was, right, exactly. It truly was, even though it wasn't looked at it exactly in that way at that time. I think I mentioned that my mom was the choir director in the church that I went to, and when 1,000 Stars was climbing the charts, the church was going to ask me to leave because I was singing rock and roll. I wasn't singing just church songs anymore. And, you know, hearing 1,000 Stars was a beautiful love song, but even back then, that was rock and roll.
Well, that's right. They considered it rock and roll. And the follow-up to 1,000 Stars was something, I actually think it was an oxymoron, Happy Birthday Blues. You have happy and you have blues.
Right. And, you know, it's funny. I recorded that when I was 15. That did turn out to be my 16th birthday. I was dating a gentleman, and he stood me up on my birthday. He actually got married on my birthday.
Oh, really?
But it's kind of funny. I recorded it, you know, thinking it was just a nice song, and it turned out to be my birthday.
So there's some truth to it then, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
We're going to listen to it right now. This was the follow-up single to 1,000 Stars and was also a big hit. Kathy Young and the Innocents with Happy Birthday Blues.
There she sits all alone, her tear begins to shed, a written letter in her hand, this is how it
I'm not afraid to
What a style. Kathy Young, Happy Birthday Blues. I always have problems saying the word birth. It comes out birthday when I say it. Birthday. I'm glad it's Kathy Young singing it and saying it. Great style. The innocence at the end of those records. They were at the beginning of that record, and they were at the end of A Thousand Stars with that. I mean, that's just interesting what they did.
Oh, they had such a great harmony, just such a great sound.
And it sounds just as great all these years later. It's like 46 years.
We don't want to say how many.
Actually, it sounds as great as it did 10 years ago.
Yes.
Let's move right along to a song written by a lady who has the same name as you, Kathy
really?
Young.
Oh.
Well, I have this on a CD, and it says it's written by Kathy Young. So did you know the other Kathy?
I think I wrote that when I was about 15.
Okay. You were 15?
Uh-huh.
Was this one of the first songs you wrote?
No, it was the second. The first song was Eddie My Darling, The Flip Side of a Thousand Stars.
We may run Eddie My Darling as a bonus track on our website when we archive the show. Hint, 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 folks, I want you to listen to the show on my, I'm going to plug my website, and then we'll plug yours, Jersey Girl Sing, JerseyGirlSing.com. You just click on Ronnie's radio page, and you get all of the archive shows, including this one. Okay, Kathy, now that I said that, I want to mention your website.
My website is KathyYoung.com.
KathyYoung.com. You don't need the www, do you? Anymore?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, you do?
But you don't have to, no, because it just pops in, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And it has a lot of interesting stuff. It has a scrapbook, collectibles, events, songs, news archives, biography, and even a way that people can contact you.
Right, they can email, and I email back, and they can order my CD and pictures, and please understand that I'm the only person who sends out the CDs and the pictures and answers the emails. They have to kind of be a little patient with me, and fortunately, I'm doing so many shows and traveling so much that it doesn't leave me an awful lot of time, so I'm usually quite behind in sending out the orders, but like I say, I'm the only one who does it, so when you receive it, it's from me.
Folks, if you listen to this show and you like the job that I'm doing interviewing Kathy, make sure that you write Kathy and tell her how great the show is. If you don't like the job I'm doing, then please do not write Kathy, write to me.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything at all.
Don't say anything.
Absolutely.
Don't say anything at all.
This song, Someone to Love, was written by you, and that's the one we're going to listen to right now. Any particular story? Was it based on any...
Oh, you know, I'd had a couple of heartbreaks, and I was just asking for God to send me someone to love.
Were your prayers answered?
yes, they were.
I'm glad to hear that, and we're going to listen to that song right now, an original composition written and sung by Kathy Young. This is Someone to Love.
Someone to love.
Someone to Love. That's Kathy Young. I'm Ronnie Allen, along with Kathy Young. And Kathy, I can't thank you enough for doing the show with me. And what can I say?
Oh, Ronnie, thank you for inviting me. I really am enjoying this.
It's my pleasure. And I saw you on the PBS show. Now, I guess that was a few years ago that you did that show, right? The one on
PBS?
Yeah,
I think that was recorded in 2001. Seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And you were with a lot of great recording acts on
that was
show.
A wonderful show. It was just fantastic. We had such a good time seeing everybody and watching and listening. I anytime I'm on a show, I'm standing in the wings watching everybody else because I just love listening and hearing. I mean, I'm a fan of everybody else.
A lot of people are standing in the wings and watching you. And the Innocents, by the way, the Innocents were there.
Right, yeah, they did a great
absolutely.
Job. I was sorry they didn't get to do Honest I Do. We were hoping they would get to do that on another show, but we lost Darren, so that's...
Right.
But they do have another gentleman who sounds quite a bit like Darren. It won't be the same, but it'll be quite similar.
Will you love me tomorrow? Will you love me tomorrow? Okay, actually, I'm not asking the question. We're going to talk about the song. Will you love me tomorrow?
Of course I will, Ronnie.
doing a double take, you see, doesn't make it on the radio. No, it just comes out as dead air. You know, this is the great Jerry Goffin, Carole King song, popularized by the Shirelles, and you do it a little bit different.
A little bit, right, yeah, just kind of my own interpretation of it. And I love that song. I do it in a lot of live shows. I love the Shirelles version, and I love singing it myself.
The Innocents did not know that that was a rhetorical question, so they answered, yes, we will love you tomorrow. That's very, very cute. I am on the phone with Kathy Young. We're going to move right along now to talking just very briefly about Chris Montez, but he definitely deserves a mention. You did some recordings with the guy who did Let's Dance and Some Kind of Fun, and then eventually he switched to A&M Records, and he did recordings like Call Me and The More I See You. You sound so good together, you and Chris.
Oh, we had such a great time. You know, when Indigo Records closed, our manager, Jim Lee, started his own record company, Monogram, and brought Chris in and then brought me over as well. And it just seemed like kind of a natural thing. We were always there in the office, and we were always sitting around singing together. And so Jim thought, well, why don't we record together? And we just had a great time doing it and doing a lot of concerts together. We traveled together a lot, and he was always, and still is, one of my very dearest and best friends. And he's a great guy. He puts on a great show. He hasn't lost a bit of his energy.
That's great. We'll say a shout out to Chris Montez. Kathy
yes.
thinks the world of you. And the one I picked out is one that is called, and I got to be very careful about this title because it'll sound like I'm saying something else, Shoot That Curl, C-U-R-L, which is a surfing term, right?
Right, because we were both surfers, and it just kind of was very natural. I'm pretty sure he wrote it.
What does Shoot That Curl mean?
Well, it's a surfing term. When you're on your board and the wave is cresting, it becomes a curl, and you shoot through it on your board, and it's curving over into a curl. You're shooting the curl. It's like hanging 10, even.
You're calling yourself what, Chris and Kathy?
That's right, Chris and Kathy.
Here are Chris and Kathy with Shoot That Curl.
We're gonna shoot that curl, hey! 'Cause we're gonna shoot that curl, hey! I got my Woody Wood parked outside. I'm up and ready to ride. I got my board all wet down. Now I'm ready to make my round. 'Cause we're gonna
tell me not to sing, but I do it anyway. Shoot That Curl, Kathy Young. And this time around, Kathy Young and Chris Montez, actually Chris and Kathy. And this is Ronnie Allen. The time has gone by so fast. I want to mention before I say goodbye to you, Kathy, that you have a lot of interesting hobbies. 10K, that's 10 kilometer runs.
Right.
Golf.
I'm a runner. I try to run every other day, 3 to 4 miles. And I'm a competitor. I love to compete. So I do a lot of 5Ks and 10Ks for good fun, you know, fundraisers.
I have trouble doing a half a K. I'm not in good enough shape. I got to do something about that. Golf, water skiing, snow skiing, biking, fly fishing, horseback riding. You'll read all about this on our website, by the way, in our biography. Camping. And finally, you climbed Mount Whitney with your son last year. And he's okay, but you're still trying to catch your breath.
That was more than last year. It was a few years ago. I think it was about maybe 4 or 5. But that was quite
That's
a
fine.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful experience to do it with my son. He's a great guy, and we had a lot of fun. But climbing up to 14,595 feet is it's pretty tough.
I'll bet it is. And just to think about it is pretty tough for me. I'm just imagining. Oh my goodness, that is a monumental
11 test. 11 miles uphill and 11 miles downhill.
So what's next, Mount Everest?
No.
You're going to quit while you're ahead.
I'm going to Yosemite for my 62nd birthday and hike there and just enjoy. It's one of my favorite places on earth. So that's what I'm doing.
You're 62 going on 15.
That is right.
Because your voice sounds like it did when you were 14 years old singing 1,000 Stars, and your voice really hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten better. It's gotten richer.
I feel very lucky that it has stayed pretty much the same, I'm very blessed.
Kathy, I feel blessed having done this show with you.
Well, Ronnie, it's been great. Thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to enter into everybody's homes and say hello.
You got to make me a promise. You got to do it again sometime so we can do part. We got to do part two.
Anytime. You just give me a call. I'd be happy to.
Okay. You can expect the call 5 minutes after we stop.
Okay.
No, we'll do it maybe a few months down the road, and we'll cover a lot of recordings that we didn't cover tonight, and there are quite a few.
Great.
Kathy, I want to wish you all the best. I want to wish the Innocents all the best, and I want to wish the best to all of your millions of fans, not just in the United States, but around the world as well.
Thank you so much, and God bless everybody.
Going to close with a song called Dream Boy, and is this one that you wrote, or was this
recorded? I did not write this. It was the last song that I recorded so far. I hope to be back in the studio someday soon. It's one of my favorite songs.
Well, that's our show, but we have a couple of bonus tracks now, leading off with the first song that Kathy ever wrote. This is called Eddie, My Darling. finally, one more bonus track by Kathy Young. This one is called Magic is the Night.
Dum, 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 dum.